Archer, and welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. New Orleans clarinetist Pete Fountain died a couple of weeks back. So let's open and close this week's show with the man who was born Pierre Dewey LaFontaine, Pete Fountain. Closer Walk with Thee seems an apt choice, as Pete Fountain died recently. He grew up in New Orleans. He was a sickly child, so the doctors advised his parents that he strengthen his weak lungs by playing a wind instrument, and he chose the clarinet and was professional by his mid-teens. Pleasantly surprised to discover quite how many of his albums I have in my collection. This was a later recording, 1990. It's easy to spot the age of the recording from the cover photos on his album as his hairline receded and then vanished over the years. Mike Genovese and Tom Gechler on trombones, Bill Bachman, trumpet, Ed Firth, tuba, Les Muscott, banjo, Johnny Gimble, fiddle, Earl Volovich, piano, Oliver Felix, bass, and Charlie Lodice, drums. Next one's called Mr. PC. That's PC for Paul Chambers, the great bass player. Mr. PC was dedicated to Paul Chambers by the song's writer, John Coltrane, and it's often played rather slower than that. This Cobblestone April 72 recorded LP is one of only two that organist Bobby Pierce made as a leader, and this was his first introducing Bobby Pierce. The second was a year later, 73. I haven't been strictly accurate because 34 years later, Hammond B3 fan Pete Folico recorded him again, and that later album, his third as a leader, has the meaningful title The Long Road Back. On Mr. PC, Bobby Pierce is joined by Pat Martino, guitar, Bobby Jones, tenor, Roy Brooks, drums. It's Oscar Peterson. You'll love this, but try and ignore the strings. April 2000 recorded Telarc CD is called Trail of Dreams, subtitled A Canadian Suite. All 12 songs were written by Oscar Peterson about his beloved homeland. Michel Legrand conducts the, I think, rather unnecessary strings, even if they are from the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. That song was Anthem to a New Land. Peterson piano, of course. The Swede, Ulf Wakenius on guitar. The legendary Dane, Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen bass. And the Brit, Martin Drew drums. Only Wakenius left out of that quintet now, sadly. Should we? Could we? Have yet another diversion from our jazz home, but this unaccompanied song is well worth a play.
Ain't scared of your dogs because I want my freedom, I want my freedom, yes, I want my freedom. Ain't scared of your dogs because I want my freedom, I want my freedom now. Ain't scared of your jail because I want my freedom, want my, I say I want my, ain't scared of your jail because I want my freedom, I want my freedom now. Ain't scared of segregation cause I want my, said I want my freedom, well I want my, ain't scared of segregation cause I want my freedom, I want my freedom now. That's why I said, oh, freedom, oh, freedom, oh. No disappearing, yes, no disappearing.
nation is our enemy. Oh Lord, it must be removed. A segregation is our enemy, Lord. It must be removed. Just like a pail of garbage in the alley. Let me hear you sing about a black and a white too. Yeah, yeah. We shall not be just like a tree that's planted by the water. Oh, we shall not be. We shall not be moved.
Freedom songs by the bluesy folk singer Jackie Washington, our second Canadian of the week, well, so far. He usually accompanies himself on the guitar, but the power of that song medley without any accompaniment other than foot stomping and hand clapping is tangible. The three songs he melded into a seamless story were Ain't Scared of Your Dog, O Freedom, and We Shall Not Be Moved, recorded at Club 47. Thanks for indulging me, but no more diversions for at least a year or so. Back to the real thing. It's Lou Donaldson.
Thank you.
That's from a Blue Note LP recorded July 58 called Blues Walk, under the leadership of altoist Lou Donaldson, who is still going strong. Fab to see him live. Please catch him if you can. Herman Foster, piano, Peck Morrison, bass, Dave Bailey, drums, and the all-important Ray Barretto, conga. And everyone gets their fair share of the limelight. That was Lou's own compo, Calling All Cats. Let's hear from Pete Fountain again. He was at the rather popular Dixie end of jazz, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Someone called him America's Acca Bilk. So let's see what you make of this next song.
Thank you.
Stranger on the Shore, a song that will always be Acca built. Well, Acca wrote it, so that's an obvious statement. But Pete Fountain's version is much more jazzy than Acca's clarinet and strings mega hit. And yes, it really is a lovely song. That was a 98 recording. Pete on clarinet, Jack Delaney and Jim Duggan trombones, Earl Volovich piano, Oliver Felix bass, and Charlie Lodice drums. I must also tell you that for a while, Pete called himself and his musos Pete Fountain and the Three Coins. And next, we're live with a piano-based drums lineup. Very talented German pianist Jutta Hipp at the Hickory House in New York, April 56, with the Brit Peter Ind bass and Ed Thigpen drums. And that was the Tad Dameron song, The Squirrel. Leipzig-born Hipp went through the Second World War as a teenager. She was 20 when the war ended, but obviously lived through the bombing raids on her hometown. So she missed out on what we would call normal teenage years. After the war, she had a child with a black American GI, but the US Army was segregated in those days, and he was not allowed to see her again, and the baby was adopted straight after his birth. She started playing jazz in Germany, and another GI contacted the famous jazz author and critic Leonard Feather, who met her on his next trip to Germany, and he arranged for her to travel to and then work in the US. Terribly shy, didn't want to be a band leader, and suffered from stage fright. She was also an awful businesswoman, and she had absolutely no money, and had to give up jazz in 58 to become a painter, which of course also didn't bring in any money. So she worked in a textile company by day to earn a living wage, and that was a job she kept for 35 years. In many ways, it's a tragic story, but she seems to have found some happiness through her painting. She died in 2003. Here's a well-known number. In November 51 in Chicago, tenor man Jimmy Forrest recorded his first album as a leader, and the first track was Night Train. Forrest is credited as the songwriter, but it's clearly derived from Ellington's Happy-Go-Lucky Local, which in turn is based on a riff from That's the Blues, Old Man. Bunky Parker piano, Johnny Mixon bass, Oscar Oldham drums, and Percy James conga and bongo. Great 12-bar blues, but this next one is not really the blues. How do I know that? That's its title.
Thank you.
Phineas Newborn Jr. piano, Yamil Nasser bass and Tony Reedus drums in New York, November 87. That was the Johnny Mandel song, Not Really the Blues. And it was a real mix of styles, but not the blues. On one of the songs on this LP, the Gershwin's Embraceable You, Phineas plays the entire 6+ minutes worth with his left hand only. Next, we're live at the Village Vanguard with Joe Lovano and a great rhythm section.
Thank you.
Blue Note recorded two evenings' worth of Joe Lovano's gig at the Village Vanguard in New York in Jan 95 and made a double LP out of it, which is the one in my hands right now. But they called it Volume 2, as another gig with another lineup from 9 months earlier was also recorded by Blue Note and became a double LP with the same title. This latter gig has Mulgrew Miller piano, Christian McBride bass, and Lewis Nash, who's listed as drums and cymbals. I've never seen that before. That was the Charles Mingus compo, Duke Ellington's Sound of Love, which, by my very poor standards, is a clever link to our next jazz man. Yes, it's Ellington time. A Johnny Hodges-led small group in Chicago, November 1940. Around this time, Ellington recorded a number of albums with various of his sidemen as leaders to get round a restriction on the number of albums he could release contractually in his own name. That was the Hodges compo, That's the Blues Old Man, which arguably begat Happy Go Lucky Local, which begat Night Train. Hodges on soprano sax, a rare outing by the great man on other than his norm, the alto. Cootie Williams trumpet, the majestic Lawrence Brown trombone, Harry Carney baritone, the Duke on piano, the legendary Jimmy Blanton bass, and William Sonny Greer drums. I think we can squeeze in two more. Earl Hines, Earl Father Hines, recorded live at a gig in Detroit in 72 on a portable tape recorder in a noisy club. But the music wins through. Hines piano, Tiny Grimes guitar, and he wrote that, Tiny's Blues. Hank Young bass and Burt Dollinger drums. And for our very last one, we'll say farewell to Pete Fountain. This is from an earlier period, 63, when Pete had loads of hair. Pete was a New Orleans man through and through. He lost everything in the ghastly Hurricane Katrina in 2005, and his health took, inevitably, a downward turn because of that. On this next song, he's supported by trumpet, tuba, five trombones, bass, banjo, and three percussionists. And here's an old fave of ours, Lazy Bones. With huge thanks to you for listening, and to Pete Fountain for his lifetime's music. I also hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynne, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, keep well.